Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. All right, it's a little chaotic this morning just because we've got extra buyers with us and Brittany's like that stuff. Okay, welcome. And we want to give a special welcome, first of all, to Don and Dee, who are back. And been missing both you ladies. Glad you're both better and able to be with us. Right over here, this strange looking guy. His name is Steve Hewitt. If you haven't met him, and we welcome you, Steve, this morning. Steve's been doing a bunch of leaf raking and stuff out here for us, so we appreciate that very much. Slob One is with us. This is a memorable day. And with Brittany is Betty and Barbara and Finley is there in between Evie and Bennett, yes. And they've come to join us for the special dedication a little bit later in the service. And let's see, I guess everyone else is who they are, with the exception of Jamelin Jade Lavech. Did I do that right, Jamelin? Lavech. Okay, can you stand up and come over here, please, Jamelin? Hollis stole my ear thing today, so, yeah. Jamelin, based on your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, we welcome you as a part of our church family. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. You belong to us now, Jamelin. Welcome. Yay. We'll let you do the skateboard demo later, okay? Later. If you want to see Jamelin on her skateboard skills and me with my chord skills, glad to have you with us, Jamelin. And let's see, it seemed like there was something else. I did want to add the announcement that last Sunday we shared that Julie's mother, Nida, is needing someone to come in a couple times a week for a couple, 2 or 3 hours, and they're willing to pay. If you know anyone who would be good at that sort of thing, let us know so that we can help provide that care for her. Okay? All right. Let's see what else we got here. Today is our monthly food and fellowship fair. If you forgot, it's okay, because there's always plenty of food. And we celebrate our merch. Wow. Our March, birthdays, and anniversaries. That guy better retire. Bible study Wednesday night. Who wants to tell me what the GITW stands for? Just remember something Kathy has said many times, and it'll come back to you. What's that? Get what? And the word will get in. Yes. Okay. GITW. All right. John 3:16. Sound familiar? All right. That's where we're picking it up Wednesday night. And church counts. We did one verse. We were on one verse. I wonder how long we can spend on John 3:16. So what was I about to say? Church council meeting, Thursday night. All righty. And then next Sunday also, Palm Sunday celebration. Look forward to palms of praise, peace, and Pharisees. What else? Thursday, April 1st, yes, is our Passover meal. There's a sign-up sheet back there on the table. Some of you have signed up. Others of you need to yet if you want a place at the table. Got to sign up. All right, and then the 4th is our resurrection celebration. We'll have a special celebration. Yeah, don't tell them what it is. Okay. Front of your bulletin. Brother Hollis is going to be preaching about the living Word of God from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Are we so thankful for that truth we share and celebrate together today? Father, we are thankful for the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, and as we're still with us today in spirit. Thank you, Lord, as we come into your house that you welcome us, and you bind us together by your Spirit, and we just pray that as your Word comes forth, that our hearts will be open to you and your Spirit's work, and that we will honor and glorify you in everything we do and say. Here today in your house, we give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Stand for... Alrighty. Oh, yay, Finley. That's Finley. He's excited. All right. Thank you, Alma, for your ministry with our children this morning. And Jamelin's helping. Okay. Well, we just want to acknowledge again your special effort to be here, Sue, for this. Everybody say, hi, Sue. We love you. All right. And now, the preacher of the hour just disappeared. Oh, nice try. Disappeared for me anyway.
Testing.
All right, Brother Hollis.
Testing.
Thank you, Brother John. You going to share the Word with us today?
Yes, sir. I hope so.
All right. The living Word.
I know God's ready. I just wonder if I'm ready.
All righty. Bless you. We've got you in our prayers.
Good morning.
Morning.
2 weeks ago, we talked about the temple. And I'm always afraid I'm going to knock that off. And today we're going to kind of talk about how to take care of the temple and the living Word. Because really, if this book is not what it says it is, the whole thing of Christianity is a sham. We're just a bunch of crazy people that believe crazy things, right?
He does not.
But I don't think that. So, will you please read our scriptures for the day?
I was going to say, I like her form of crazy.
Yeah, me too.
John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Revelations 19:11-13. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God.
The Word of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The day and time, the world has kind of adjusted us and tried to adjust us and tried to adjust us to look at everything in a materialistic way. Most people always want to know, what's the bottom dollar? What's it really worth? What can I get for it at the bank? I got a big old book here I just want to use. I could take this book in any bookstore and try to sell it, and they'd probably laugh me out. I got a bunch of them. No value. Is it has any historical value? It's just an off-the-rack Bible. You know, I'll give you $3 for it or something. And then here's a book that my wife picked up a few years, 1919. It's templates of religious figures, different things like that. She picked it up in Switzerland. And it looked like this. I could take this into a bookstore and we'd start talking dollars. Because this has, in man's view, financial value, because it's a historical record of what man had done. This is an individual. But for the Christian, that book should have no value. This is the book that should have value to us. We have to get honest. Are we who we say we are? And is Christ who he says he is? Or is it all a sham? Is this word alive? Is Jesus Christ still alive today? When this book opens up, when you open this book up, does Christ come alive to you? Or are you just reading the newspaper? Do you feel something transforming in your heart? Do the words off this page jump into the temple and start transforming it? Or not? Is God become alive in you again, as he promises here? The word become flesh. The word becomes flesh. Through the Son, from the Father, grace and truth. Alive. These are statements of something that's alive, that's working, that's happening. This is not a statement about some distant thing. It's alive. Is God alive in you today? Or is he an afterthought? It all ends in one or two ways. Total salvation in Christ or total denial. Half measures will avail you nothing. It just look at Revelations down here. Beloved, the heavens open. And what come out of that? Christ, the loving Lord, come. And Revelations is symbolic a lot. Or, you know, Christ is not really coming to make war. He's already won the war on the cross. Why would he fight a battle that he's already won? When he raised out of the tomb, he'd already defeated Satan. But it's symbolic language. It's language to, like if I say that Brother John and Sister Kathy are so serious about getting the Good Samaritan house going that they're serious as a heart attack. Now, no one believes that they're going to have a heart attack. But I'm making a statement that they're not fooling around, right? They're serious about what they're doing. You know, they mean business. So these blazing eyes, it's a symbolic statement. It's saying Christ is on his business. He's coming back. He's fulfilling what he said would happen. And he's not fooling around. You know, waging war. You don't want to get in his way. You don't want to get in his way. Because he's just going to step right on over you. If you're evil and you get in his way, he's going to step right on over you and go about his business. And this robe dipped in blood. And it being the word of God. What road is that? And what blood is that? He's left heaven. He could have wore, he's on a white horse. He could have wore anything he wanted to do. But what did he do? He picked up that bloody robe that they nailed him to that cross. And that temple that they laid him in. And he put that back on. To come and get his people. That robe that's dipping blood, that washes all the sin of mankind. It chooses the Lord and Savior through Christ and Savior. It chooses God through the Son. That robe. I'm coming, children. And when I get there, I know you're not perfect, but I got the robe on. I have the robe on that cleans the sin that you still have in you. And you will be purified through me. You will become totally righteous through me. And I'm taking you back to the Father. That's the Christ we're talking about. The day and time they try to get us to focus on all kind of stuff. On the TVs and the Facebooks and the idiot boxes. I like to call them idiot boxes. And focus on this and that and the other and anything to get off of the Word of God. I learned this as a baseball coach. My wife don't like me talking about baseball, but it's what I know. It's not a lot. But I knew right off the bat as a coach, if I could get the opposing coach across that little diamond to start thinking about what I was doing instead of what he was doing, half of the battle was won. It was only a matter of time that I was going to serve him up an L. That's what Satan does today. See, Satan wants you to believe that this book is no different than that book, no different than that book, that this book has no more significant meaning than any other book that you could go down to this library and get. And if you buy into that, half the battle is won for him. Now all he has to do is start attacking you with the despair and hardships of this world and how it's all going to end bad and it's all going to be no good and it's no way that you come out of this thing. Life is just not worth it. Christ is just not worth it. Don't let Satan do that to you. Do not let Satan do that to you. When your Lord and Savior shows back up with that robe dripped in blood, be standing there. With your Bible that you have studied to transfer the soul waiting for him to finish purifying you. I like to think about it when I was a little boy. My mother had a saying that she'd say none of her boys would ever be married because they needed to be married. That none of them would be married because they didn't know how to cook or sew or put a button. So she'd have us in the kitchen and we'd be making biscuits and we'd be making whatever, some tomato gravy and the kind of stuff and sweet teas and whatever. And me and Tom was talking about that earlier, about not being married because you have to be. And she'd let me put all the stuff together, right? And I'd get the flour out and the whatever out that she'd tell me to get, and I'd put 2 teaspoons of salt in and stuff, and we'd mix it all up. And I would do all the work to get it together. But she was always the one that did the final touches and put it on the stove, and it always come out like her biscuits. And it always come out like her tomato gravy. And it always come out like her gumbo or whatever. And that's what Christ offers us through his unconditional love. All the ingredients to spiritual salvation is right here. And all I have to do is put it in here. And in the end, if I've done that, my Lord and Savior will step in that bloody robe and he'll put it all together and it'll come right back out the way the Father intended it to be in the beginning when he made Adam and Eve. For me and for you. And this is the big if. If we choose to follow the pattern that Jesus Christ has laid down for us, the sample that he's made for us, how much more could a child do, a father do, but send his son to show the child the exact way of a lifestyle to live to be back into his presence? Christ lived out what it meant to live a holy life in front of us. He's alive. The Word is alive in here. I can get upset about something. I can have something come down on me. I can go to the world, to the Word of God, and a transforming in my soul starts happening. Garbage in, garbage out. Righteousness in, righteousness out. You know, I'm not a big news guy anymore. You know, I'm just not. I sit and I listen to the news and listen to it and I listen to it and I listen to it and it's insanity, 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 insanity. And as my brother says, it just sounds like a bunch of people trying to herd cats in a tuna fish factory. And it's just hard. And nothing really ever gets done. Right? And and I'm just all worked up about nothing, and there's no peace in there, you know. We as Christians have to let the world know, no matter who's a president here or who's an emperor there or who's a ruler there, that there is a king. And his name is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. And no matter what those guys show you, tell you, try to sell you, in the end, his word trumps all. I'm going to end with this. When I was a boy, my father would constantly tell me to do stuff. And I'd constantly, why? What am I going to do? And how's that going to end? And why, Daddy? And, you know. And he would eventually get frustrated with me. And he'd say, my middle name's Wayne. He'd say, Hollis Wayne, if I tell you a chicken, a pull, a train, you just hook him up and don't question me, son. Because if I tell you that chicken, a pull, that train, you just watch, hide and watch. Hook him up and hide and watch. If Jesus Christ tells you that through this book, you can be put back with the Father for eternity, don't question him. Just hook that chicken up, hide and watch what my Lord and Savior does for you. Thank you, and thank y'all for having me tonight, today. And you guys will not see me and Kathy for 2 weeks. We're headed back south for a wedding, and my brother's having some heart trouble and some medical procedures. So I'm going down there to spend some time with him. And then when we get back here, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get ready to go to work. God bless you.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, brother.
I'm wondering, did you just call me a chicken?
Yeah.
I thought so.
But I meant it in a loving, caring way.
It was kind of a sly way you snuck that in there. But
yeah.
Anyway, do we appreciate the Word of God this morning? There's the life source right there. Thank you, Brother Hollis. And sometimes we do kind of take it for granted. At least I got to speak for myself. I got many Bibles. And because they're so easily accessible and just kind of there, dust on the Bible, that sort of thing, I hope we're not guilty of that. But God can renew that appreciation as we open our hearts and acknowledge once again our real need for his word. And if for some little bit of a reason it doesn't stir us up much, maybe watching again what it did for the people of Ghana when they got the Bible in their own language for the first time, and the appreciation for that is something we should enjoy and share in today. I want to invite us to respond in appreciation and thanksgiving for God's word like they do, the word of God. faithful and true you are, the living word of God. We thank you, Lord, for your written word. We thank you that it's so available to us. Forgive us when we take it for granted. Help us, Lord, to have that joy displayed in the Ghana people when they got it for the first time. Help us, Lord, to be in your word, to get into the word so that... Yes. Help us to have that desire, that hunger, that thirst for your word, because it is all that you have demonstrated for it to be in our lives. So much, so many ways in which it helps us and ministers to us as a guidebook for life. We could go on, but help us, Lord, to just open our hearts wider to your word, and as your spirit makes it clear to us and plain to us, that we will be obedient to it, to be able to live it out in our own lives, so that there might be someone who would look and say, well, there's the word of God, and if necessary, use words. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in every aspect of our lives, in our lives together here in this church. Thank you for those who are able to be with us today that we've been missing. Again, for Don and for Dee, for Sue, we just pray your continued healing touch for each one of them. Thank you, Lord, that you have proved yourself faithful in their lives as well, in the lives of many others that we've been lifting up to you and we continue to. We thank you for the special privilege to be a part of Jim and Brittany's dedication of themselves and Bennett to you, the rest of the family. We pray your continued blessing for all of them. Thank you, Father, for the desires that you place in us to share your word in many different ways as we reach out and meet the needs of those in our community. We continue to pray for your guidance, your blessing, your provision for the Good Samaritan Inn, that it can be a place that people are drawn to out of need to find that need met in you. And in you alone, many different ways in which we can share your love, your word with others. Help us, Lord, to always be sensitive to your Spirit's leading and obedient to it. And as we continue to lift to you praises and petitions, we know that you're receiving them from your people. You know what's in our hearts, and so we say once again,